Radio was really, really important following the earthquake because of one of the first impact of what we can call the Black Tuesday in the Haitian history, 12 January 2010, 35 seconds were really terrible to this country. That terrible evening, most of the radios in the capital were silent because their buildings were also hit by the quake. One, Radio Signal FM was able to broadcast for the minutes following the earthquake. And what happened, people were looking for getting news through radios, and they found out that most of them were silent. And the only one who was able to broadcast were, you know, gathering a lot of call, a lot of people sending messages, going to that radio station, just a line to ask for sending a simple message. I am alive. I'm nearby this radio station.
And what role was Radio Minustar playing? Were you on air?
No, we were not on air. We were hit by the quake. Our equipment was safe, but the server room was hit, so the signal was cut. We managed to be on air 4 days later. This is where we started to rebroadcast. And which was very important is that we had a lot of FM transmitter around the country. So a lot of people were able to get back to us and getting the news, the main news, what they should need to got in such a terrible situation.
And what feedback did you get from your listeners?
The feedback was positive because Alda said that before the earthquake, Minusta FM were broadcasting 5 hours and a half daily and 3 hours only during the weekend. But after the earthquake, we inherited 24 hours, 7 days a week program, which means that the key messages we were sending about prevention, alert attitude, safety attitude, relaying special public announcement to the victims. Victims needs to be relayed to humanitarian organization, analyzing the humanitarian response efficiency on the field with regard to the need we have got from listeners. We organized the debate between victims, humanitarian workers, and IDP, UN people. This exchange was really, really important.